the front of your home and that nothing should obstruct that view. And Prattville police are making changes at Dosterwell Park after several recent disturbances. The park's new hours are from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and anyone under 18 must be accompanied by an adult. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of those brands, like DeWalt. Shop Pro Bonus Days and save $130 on a DeWalt 4-tool combo kit with two batteries and a charger for $269. And get a DeWalt 16-pack reciprocating saw blade set for $19.98. During Pro Bonus Days, get exclusive Pro savings with your Lowe's business credit account. And enjoy breakfast on us all week while supplies last. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/21. Credit terms apply, U.S. only.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chick.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Much of this country, at least 28 states, bracing for this dangerous heat. More than two dozen states under heat alerts straight through the weekend.
The decision by Massachusetts prosecutors to drop the sex crime charge against Kevin Spacey.
President stood satisfied as a rallying cry of send her back echoed through a North Carolina stadium.
So Representative Omar. Yeah.
Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was sentenced to life in prison.
President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein at Mar-a-Lago in a room full of cheerleaders. The video shows them partying like pals.
Federal prosecutors in New York ending their investigation into the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal.
A fun and hugely popular app developed in Russia is prompting some new warnings here.
Something called FaceApp. You agree to the transfer and storage of your information in and to the U.S. and other countries.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Dan Morris is down 93 points, and it's 90 degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Oh, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Ooh, really well?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Like I knew you should?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I like that. Okay, the president's making a statement in the Oval Office. We're going to try to capture it as soon as we can. Skipper, if you see that, grab it. And he's kind of pushing, he's kind of saying, you know, I didn't have anything to do with the send her back chant that was predominant in the rally. We have Omar introducing Israel boycott resolution. Yeah, how's that one going to go? Which kind of puts her, we're going to put her back in the limelight in a bad way. So let's go, while you're looking for that, let's go to the clips. And an unusual thing happened today on CBS. They did the rally, and you had Major Garrett do a cut on it, and then you had Paul Reed do a cut on it. Let's start out with Major Garrett.
President Trump is using attacks on the female congresswoman known as the Squad to fire up his supporters. He called out the four lawmakers of color by name at a campaign rally last night in North Carolina. That drew raucous applause from the crowd and a chant based on the president's racist tweet.
Tonight I have a suggestion for the hate-filled extremists who are constantly trying to tear our country down. They never have anything good to say. That's why I say, hey, if they don't like it, let them leave. Let them leave. Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
You can hear it there, the crowd chanting, send her back. We're talking about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. She was born in Somalia, but she is an American citizen. She has lived here since she was a young teenager. Omar responded on Twitter with a picture of her in Congress and wrote this: I am where I belong at the People's House, and you're just going to have to deal with it. Major Garrett joins us from Washington. Major, you have seen plenty of these Trump rallies. Did the scene last night surprise you?
Well, Gail, with you and Tony and Anthony yesterday on the set in New York, what did I say? Yeah. I said the president is looking for a replacement for Hillary Clinton. Now, I didn't know when I said that, hours later, there would be a chant coming from a Trump rally reminiscent of the 2016 Hillary Clinton chant, lock her up, which was send her back. But this is consistent with this sense among some Trump supporters. And it's worth pointing out that you can see in the video, not every Trump supporter is chanting that, but some do believe that there is a dividing line in America and that the president is on the love America, patriotic side, and those who vehemently disagree with him are not.
Okay, so it's a pretty long piece that Major Garrett did. And then you have Paul Reed kind of do the same thing. So let's play the second part of Major Garrett on the Trump rally.
Now, I've been to nearly 80 Trump rallies. I talked to Trump supporters at every single one of them. I spent more than an hour and a half with them at the Orlando reelection rally. Individually, they present as patriotic, earnest. They love the president, love the country, believe these chants are somewhat in jest and are kind of surprised people get fearful about them. That is a dividing line in perception and the way politics plays out. And Trump supporters don't think they're doing anything wrong, even when they chant like this. They believe critics of the president are too sensitive, and they're the ones who are unhinged. It is the biggest, most visible dividing line in American politics.
Major, you know, when you're watching it, I think for a lot of people this is very frightening. I would like you to help us understand why you can't disagree with the president without being called un-American. I just met the squad the other day. I don't know them. I had never talked to any of them before that interview and only spent 30 minutes. Not one of them has ever said, I hate America. Not one of them has ever said, I don't want to be here. In fact, I would say they love this country so much. They spoke with such pride about being in Congress. They pointed out where they sat in that room and the bills that they passed and the passion that they have for this country and their people and their constituents. So for him to say with a big microphone, they hate this country, that just is simply not true. And it scares me that he's putting that narrative out there.
He's putting that narrative out there, and for the Republican Party, which, Gail, has become the Trump Party, when the president says, you disagree with me, he's essentially saying, you are doing something un-American. He regards his supporters as patriots, true American patriots. Oftentimes, election emails sent to Trump supporters will say, true American patriots. This is one of the things that's at stake in 2020. What is our definition nationally, collectively, of what patriotism is or isn't? Is dissent unpatriotic? Is that the essential core of the Trump message? Some Trump supporters actually believe that. Others are not exactly sure of that, but it is one of the central, I would argue, primal questions in American politics in the 2020 election. What is our definition of ourselves? What are we comfortable with? What are we willing to live with?
Yeah, indeed. Who are we? Yeah.
Yes.
Who are we? That
what
is the question.
What do we do?
Kind of an interesting conversation there at the end. I normally do not include that, but that to me was a little bit of editorializing, because here's the way I look at it. Are you un-American if you're saying anybody that comes to America becomes an American? In other words, you get in, you get here, then you are an American. You don't have to do anything. You just are an American. To me, that is not a good policy to have. If you're saying that if you get here, you get access to our medical world, we're going to treat you, I think that is a bad idea. And not necessarily an American, but not good for America, let's say. When you say that the people that are being held that come here illegally are concentration camps, that's not good for America. That's a bad note for America. So there are, and all those are policy things. Every one of those is a policy decision. And I think that Cheney had it right yesterday when she said, this isn't about, you know, this is about policy. This isn't about race at all. It's about policy. And I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to, and I'll say it was a little over the top yesterday. It had very much of the Roman Colosseum kind of feel to it. But let's do this. Let's play Paula Reed doing the story now.
President Trump took his attacks on four Democratic lawmakers to a raucous campaign rally in North Carolina last night. His supporters chanted, send her back, echoing the president's racist tweet that the four women of color should go back to the countries where they came from. Paula Reed is at the White House. Paula, what were you looking for last night, and what did you learn?
Well, Tony, this rally in a state that the president narrowly won in 2016 was a chance for the president to test out how this controversial approach is resonating with his supporters. And it appeared they're with him all the way. The president's supporters in North Carolina turned his racist tweet into a rallying cry after an extended attack on Representative Ilhan Omar.
She looks down with contempt on the hard-working American, saying that ignorance is pervasive in many parts of this country.
Omar
Omar responded to the president's attacks and the crowd's chants in a series of tweets last night. She quoted poet Maya Angelou, saying, "You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise."
That would not have been the quote I would have picked for that one, but some staff member certainly got that. So let's continue on with Paula Reid. And get the, now this is a lot of news that's on the subject from two different folks. Very unusual for CBS to do this.
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
In an exclusive interview with Gayle King this week, Omar addressed past comments that some have criticized as anti-Semitic.
Would you like people to, would you like to make it clear that you are not anti-Semitic?
Oh, certainly not, yes.
Would you like to make that clear?
Yes, I mean, and that, nothing I said, at least to me, was meant for that purpose.
The president kept up his attacks on the so-called squad.
Tlaib, Presley, Cortez. Somebody said that's not her name. I don't have time to go with three different names. We'll call her Cortez.
The president is highlighting the four liberal freshman lawmakers in an effort to make them the faces of the Democratic Party ahead of 2020.
Their comments are helping to fuel the rise of a dangerous, militant hard left.
Trump supporters we spoke to before the rally agree with the president's approach.
I like it because it seems to work. I see all these people out here. I mean, he's got a lot of following.
Everything is so freaking touchy with all of them. They have no sense of humor. They have no common sense. I'm sorry, just a bag of idiots.
Those supporters also said they believe that if Democrats keep focusing on this feud, that could help propel the president to victory in 2020.
Let's go to a break. Ray Tapp, we're going to come back to you as soon as I come back from this quick break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, "I heard you on the radio," I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? they see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and as promised, let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll tell you, this man is the best entertainment I've ever seen in my life. That's all I have. Say, I'm just laughing so hard, and his crowds are so tuned in to everything. It's magnificent. You know, they can't. This is a nasty group of folks. I have never heard any group of politicians talk about people or a president like Democrats have, and he's giving them a polite version of what they've been dishing out, buddy, and he's tearing them up, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, when the Tlaib saying, you know, we're going to impeach the MFR type thing, you know, that's okay. And that's just the way she talks, and that's the way most of the people she knows talks, which I've...
Yeah.
Well, who are the people that she knows that talk like that? But that's not bad. But the crowd on their own saying, send her back, that is bad.
I hope the Democrats realize that the media, the mainstream media, and they're sensationalizing these women is going to lose the election for the Democrats. It's going there. Donald Trump, all he's got to do is let the media tear the Democratic Party apart, because he's going to, anything he says is going to get repeated so many times. He's just so much smarter than them. Dan, I can't believe they haven't figured it out yet. What's the matter with these guys?
Yeah, me. Were you talking about the media?
Yes, are their ideals so out of place and lofty that they cannot grasp reality?
They cannot see it because of the world, the bubble they live in.
Wow! And Gayle King, please, she can't figure things out. She's that damn stupid. Get her butt off the air. I'm so glad they got rid of Creepy Dickerson and the Scarecrow on good CBS Morning News.
Charlie Rose.
The Scarecrow is Norah O'Donnell.
Oh, whoa.
Remember how bad her makeup was? So, good. And Dickerson never could hold his head straight. He's gone for good. Now they have two castrated men along with their mama on the CBS Morning News. So, that seems to be perfect for Gayle King. She needs some castrated men around her to feel important. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Roll Tide, go Trump.
Appreciate you. Let's do can we do the second part of that story and then come to that?
Yes, I believe so. Well, we did the second
part. Oh, we did that. Okay. Let's do this impromptu where Trump is basically going to kind of roll back on the send her back chants. Let's listen in.
Why didn't you stop them? Why didn't you ask them to stop saying that?
Well, number one, I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. It really was a loud... I disagree with it, by the way. But it was quite a chant. And I felt a little bit badly about it, but I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably know.
So you'll tell your supporters never to say
that
again?
Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it, but again, I didn't say that, they did, but I disagree.
But they were echoing what you said in your first week. They should go back.
Well, I don't think if you examine it, I don't think you'll find that. But I disagree with it. Anybody else?
Well,
No, short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how, again, when I saw it, I kind of said, yeah, I don't know about this thing. This is a little dicey here. 272-9228. Don't forget, Fresh Market has got, for Thursdays in July, their roaster chicken, which is normally $7.99 for $5. You can also get the Yukon potatoes. They're over on the side. And Joey has helped me to put a little Parmesan cheese on there. I mean, Parmesan cheese.
Oh, it's so good.
It's really good. And I do the legs, and then I go get gravy, and then I cut the breast and slice it, and then put it in the gravy and heat it up. Really good. I kind of saute it first, then do that. Really, really good. But you can get that at Fresh Market. They also have the premium porterhouse on sale. That's a very reasonable. I think it's $7.99. And really good. That's a great cut of meat. I'm still working on my New York strip primes, so I'll kind of stay with that. Let's go to the phones and go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Well, pretty good. I got one thing I just wanted to say. This statement by our president, why is it continuously quoted incorrectly? Continuously by everybody. They've taken one snippet of it, and why don't they say the whole thing, what he said?
Because
he said they can go back to where their countries and help them with their problems or get the answers and come back and work on our. But you don't hear that part.
Yeah, you don't hear
that
part.
But they continually do it every day, and nobody calls anybody on anything.
Yeah, no, you're right. And they do that for a reason. They pick out words, and they emphasize those words, and they're using that phrase, which is, I don't want to say it's charged, but it does have kind of a connotation to it. So, but that's the media for you.
But back in my day, when I was a hippie, in South Alabama, and went to the rallies during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
The veterans fraternity down there would come out in the crowd and say, love it or leave it.
Yeah.
And nobody was accused of being a racist. They were accused of being un-American. So I just, you know, that's basically the same thing is what they're saying today. And but it's just amazing. I just don't get it. The media is so duped. Well, I don't know if they're duped, but so into the Democratic Party that they're actually the rudder.
Yeah, I think
for the Democratic Party.
I think they're very complicit in this whole thing.
Yeah, and it's just I can't believe it. And those women, they're going to keep saying stuff, and nobody's going to doing. The Democrats are not going to do anything about it. I watched this clown on the a little bit the this morning on the Outnumbered, just John Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you ever seen that guy just grinning? And you know, every time they'd ask him questions about these four women, and he just kind of, well, you know, it's only four, and they're just, you know, I mean, they grinning. They did, you know, are the Democrats just gonna let these women get away with all this stuff and just write it off? Or I don't understand it.
Well, several components of this. They don't want to get primaried, number one. And number two, they don't want to be the raft of some of these fringe groups because they do have a following. The problem is the following is not in their district. It's around the United States. And so they've nationalized issues, and they've nationalized themselves. Now, that's not going to bode very well for them to be reelected, but they're living off a frenzy that's a national frenzy, not a constituent frenzy. Though they said it was a constituent frenzy, it is not.
No. I hope they keep it up, because this will get President Trump reelected. This kind of crazy people out there like that.
Yeah.
They keep this up there?
Well, he was pretty brutal on them last night, but if he would have just stopped them saying, send her back, then everything would have been fine.
Yeah. And I think it just started while he was speaking, and then he just kind of, but that's the way he is. You know, you got warts and all, you know, you just got to take. But these people keep giving him this fodder, man, saying these four come on saying stupid things. And what do they do this morning? They double right back on it. You know, talking about Israel and comparing, what in the United States to treat them like they treated the Nazis. What in the world are they thinking?
Yeah, really.
When you use Israel and the Nazis in the same, situation and take the sides again and take sides against Israel, you're just asking for trouble. And I got to tell you right now, Netanyahu, he's not going to let those two dorks come over there and stir up a bunch of trouble in his country. I can tell you right now.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time on that one. It's going to be interesting to see how this resolution has any type of feet to it.
Yeah, it's just, well, I'll tell you one thing, though, man. I don't know if I can take all this excitement. I'm going to have to double up on my heart medicine.
There you go. Take some, take some blood pressure medicine for you. Yeah. Jim, thank you for the telephone call. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A first in a decade in the fight over the federal minimum wage.
On this vote, the yeas are 231 and the nays are 199. This bill is passed.
The House approving legislation which phases in a $15 an hour wage over 6 years. It's currently $7.25. The bill's chances in the GOP-controlled Senate said to be slim. The financier accused in a sex trafficking trial stays in jail.
Jeffrey Epstein won't be allowed to await his sex trafficking trial at his mansion on Manhattan's Upper East Side. A federal judge denied bail for Epstein, who owns property in Paris and has a private plane. He's accused of sexually abusing and trafficking dozens of underage girls in the early 2000s. Prosecutors said his vast wealth made him a flight risk.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And actress Sally Field, among the latest class of Kennedy Center Honors recipients. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you need rain at your house, the rain chances will gradually get a little better over the next few days. Still random, and still some towns will get skipped. Today, another hot day with a high in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices again. There'll be some random scattered thunderstorms for a few lucky towns. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 76. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, even better chances of showers and thunderstorms. Just more to go around each day with high temperatures in the low 90s, and showers and storms become likely by Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the Puerto Rico story here. This thing's getting a little rougher. The cruise lines are no longer stopping there. Some airlines are not actually flying there any longer. They're doing very limited flights. And this was a pretty serious look at... Some new information has come out. They were in the streets. Fireworks were going off. And the police came running after these guys. Tear gas, billy clubs, the whole nine yards.
Violent protests rocked Puerto Rico overnight as new details emerged of the corruption scandal surrounding the governor. Thousands of demonstrators demanding the resignation of Governor Ricardo Rosselló clashed with police. This follows revelations of a profane and derogatory group chat targeting critics of his administration. CTM lead national correspondent David Begno is on the street leading to the governor's mansion in San Juan. David, is he showing any signs of stepping down at this point?
No, not at all. In fact, during the protest last night, I texted the governor's spokesman to ask if he was reconsidering his resolve to remain in office, and I was told no, not at all. And upon hearing that, protesters said, how can he look at what we're doing with the number of people doing it and not reconsider? This was the front line of the protest. Police are still on the scene this morning. This is where the clashes happened, and that's where our story starts.
There were thousands of demonstrators who faced off with riot police packing that narrow street right outside Governor Ricardo Rosselló's mansion. One of our producers was on the front line as the confrontation escalated. He saw masked protesters lighting Molotov cocktails. Some tried to stop us from filming. There were fireworks that went off behind the police barricade, and that's when police moved in using firing tear gas and pushing the crowd to disperse them. It is unclear exactly who set those fireworks off.
Yeah, this was some pretty serious stuff here. And we're going to get kind of more into what actually came out, but some more information's come out, and people are doing the investigation of this. Listen to the second part.
Earlier in the day, more than 75,000 protesters marched near the Capitol demanding change.
We are so, so pissed with the government.
Puerto Rican celebrities flew to the island to lead the rally, including actor Benicio del Toro and singer Ricky Martin, who is one of the people targeted with homophobic comments in the governor's chat group.
We're tired of the cynicism. They put down women. They put down the LGBT community. People with disabilities. Corruption. It is insane. It's pretty much barbaric what he's doing. We're tired and we're angry.
As the marchers were moving, news was breaking from the island's Center for Investigative Journalism, which published the leaked chats on Saturday. A new report alleges a multi-billion dollar corruption network is behind the chat group, where public funds were used to influence and benefit private clients and the Puerto Rico government. It claims the governor knew and did nothing to stop it.
This is just an example of what is happening. The difference now is that we know because of that chat. That's what we are here. Now we know how they work, how they use our money.
Look, in response to that bombshell report, the governor's office just gave us a statement within the last half hour saying the governor has turned over any evidence he had of corruption to the proper authorities, and he encourages other people to do so. I should tell you this morning, the local Department of Justice here on the island is ordering the governor and 11 other people who were involved in that little chat to all turn over their cell phones to the Department of Justice. But Tony, Puerto Ricans will tell you they don't have a lot of faith in their own Department of Justice to reach a conclusion that they believe is fair.
Wow. Okay, so that's kind of falling apart there. And, you know, we actually had a caller that was here that went down there and was working on a government contract, and they said corruption is rampant down there. It was kind of a cute little story on the squad and how they got their, how the squad got their name.
So we were talking about earlier the exclusive interview we had with the four Democratic congresswomen. I was always curious about that nickname, the squad. Where did that come from, I asked.
We're asked to do an interview because we each represent firsts. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the interview, they said, will you all take a picture? We took the photo, and I'm not sure who said it, but just within the context of social media culture, said, oh, let's just do a hashtag squad goals or something.
Squad goals.
It was squad goals. And then it morphed into this thing. But I've been saying in the days leading up to this moment that the reality is that anyone, to your point about it's not just about dismantling, but what we're intentional about building and fostering.
That's right.
Anyone who is committed to the work of building a more equitable and just world is a part of the squad.
Yeah, so they're hoping that squad's going to get bigger.
Yeah,
but
they're
right
hoping
now,
to new members.
Yeah, they're looking for new members, but right now it's the four of them, and the four of them are very, very tight and very connected and very united in the job they want to do.
This is... That's an interesting one. Gail really likes these ladies. And there's a more extended interview with them that came out this morning. It was 33 minutes long. I didn't have really time to cut it because there was so much that was a duplicate from what we played yesterday. Mm-hmm. But it is very insightful to listen to them and the way they think through things. And they really feel this is their time, and they're here to change stuff.
There is an interesting...
Very 70s.
It's not one-to-one, but I think there is an interesting analogy, too, when the Tea Party first came in. And I'll put it this way. There are some people that came in on that first wave who were very outspoken Tea Partiers, really sticking it to the rhinos and the establishment, like the orange man, John Boehner, the inexplicably orange man. We all know Donald Trump does spray on tans. We don't know what Boehner was up to. Too many carrots, I suppose. But I remember those days, and a lot of those loud mouths, like these voices that a lot of us were cheering on, don't get me wrong, are no longer there. So I wonder who are going to be the people that last a long time. Say somebody like a Mark Meadows, a lot of the people in the Freedom Caucus that lasted for a while, and who are there for maybe one or two terms. I wonder.
Well, in looking at some polling data, I would say that Omar and Cortez are the two that would, I think Presley is, her numbers are fairly regular, decent. And... But I think those two have got a problem. I think Tlaib may. I haven't seen independent polling on her that I can feel good about. But they may be kind of surprised. But I thought that was interesting how. And OAC is the one that raised her hand. Who's the one that called to the squad? And she goes, "I did," type of thing. Very very OAC ish out here. Okay, so there was something we did not get to yesterday that I want to get to, and that is Sean Hannity. And John Solomon last night. So I'm going to play the progression. I'm going to play what was on Tuesday night, and then we're going to get into the Wednesday night part of the story. So let's listen in.
Tonight, Solomon reporting the FBI kept a spreadsheet of the Steele dossier, as well as information showing the dossier to be full of, and mostly full of, false claims. 90% unverifiable, wrong. John explains now. Let's see. The FBI, the DOJ will warn that Steele hated Trump, it's unverified, and also that Hillary paid for it. But they went ahead and used it for the FISA warrant, McCabe. No dossier, no warrant. Okay,
that's right.
Now we know the FBI knew it was false, all of it, most of it.
That is 100% accurate, Sean. And, you know, it took us to 2019 for the American public to get a definitive answer when the Mueller report came out. But in 2017, early 2017, the FBI had begun in a significant effort to assess the credibility of the Steele dossier. And here's what they found. They interviewed one of his primary sources, a Russian living in the West. And they came to the assessment after the interview, which I believe was in January, February of 17, that he was either intentionally misleading Steele or exaggerating in ways that caused Steele's report to be grossly inaccurate. They then took every statement, every factual statement in the Steele dossier memos, put them in a spreadsheet and analyzed them, and they came to conclude that the vast majority of them were either wrong, unverifiable despite all of the intelligence tools the FBI had, or things that an intern with a Google search could find on the internet. Not actionable intelligence, but Google garbage. That is the quality of what they had. And why is that significant? At the time they were learning this, they were continuing to represent to the court that Christopher Steele was a reputable source, that his information might be reliable. One thing they discovered that they learned early on was wrong. The seminal thing they shared with the FISA court. They wrote in a verified FISA application that Christopher Steele had corroborated or verified that Carter Page had met with Igor Sechkin and Igor Dovechkin, two senior Russians close to Putin during a trip, July 2016. The FBI never verified that and ultimately concluded it did not happen. That is the sort of information that they knew was wrong in 2017. It took us to 2019 to get the same answer.
Okay, so that was from Tuesday night. Now, Sean is going to do a setup that happened last night when we get a little more detail in the second part of this cut. But this is interesting. So, in other words, they know for a fact now that they knew that the dossier was phony. Even had a spreadsheet that kind of went through the different parts of it that were not right.
Oh, wow.
I know, that's will screw you up. So here's Sean Hannity on the setup for John Solomon.
We told you about last night.
That's the full length of the clip we told you about last night. Uh-oh.
Well, I was right. Okay, so let's do the John Solomon, make sure I got this one right.
I think so.
John, I want you to add context and texture, especially in light of Rod Rosenstein's remark. If I remember correctly, didn't he sign the fourth FISA application? This was 9 months in, the third renewal application?
He did, and by my reporting last night and new reporting I did today, it is clear to me that at the moment Rod Rosenstein signed the fourth FISA warrant, the FBI was acutely aware of the credibility issues with Christopher Steele, and specifically the key claim they made in all four FISA warrants that Carter Page had met with these two Russians, Igor Dykishin and Igor Session. By that point, the FBI was acutely aware that those meetings likely did not happen and could not be corroborated. There is no evidence that they corrected that information before the court. So as the Deputy Attorney General suggested, there should be consequences for not disclosing that information. And I think he's accurately telling the truth.
By Cavillac and Bruce Orr, and not only that, their own spreadsheet, they knew 90% of it was garbage, and that was even before all the warrants were signed. That's what you're saying tonight?
Absolutely. There's not any doubt about it from my reporting today and from several members of Congress now who are confirming that what I reported last night, they've been told about in recent days.
So the things that he was talking about in the first clip, he's getting confirmed from the House. When you get into Lindsey Graham kind of talking about some of the FISA trials and tribulations here, get into those details right after this.
Thank you.
Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard, what's going on at Brubaker Motors? I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infinity, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. So let's pop over to Lindsey Graham last night talking about the FISA trial and some of his questions that he would have.
So Kathleen Kavalec and Bruce Orr, before the first FISA warrant was ever signed, said Steele hates Trump, Hillary paid for it, and it's unverified. But they used it anyway, and then you heard what Rod Rosenstein said, and then you just heard John Solomon's report. Help me out, Senator. Sounds to me like a premeditated conspiracy to commit fraud on a court to undo a first stop and then undo a presidential election. That's the way I interpret it.
Well, McCabe also said without the dossier, there would have been no warrant issued against Carter Page. So McCabe says under oath it was outcome determinative. And everything you said about the garbage nature of the dossier, I think is true. But this is why we have Mr. Horowitz looking into this. And I can't wait till he tells us what he found.
Yeah. All right. So where do you go with this? Because you're the one guy that can bring them all in. And I really do hope, Senator, that the people that did this also were involved in rigging the investigation into Hillary. The evidence is pretty overwhelming. She violated the Espionage Act, and then she obstructed justice from my little, you know, my little TV studio and the little I know about these things.
Well, I don't want to ask Comey, why did you tell the president in January of 2017, here's the dossier, I can't verify it, but I want you to know about it. And he used the same document and told the court that it's reliable on four different occasions. I want to know, will McCabe reaffirm again that without the dossier, there'd be no warrant? I want to find out, did Papadopoulos tell them up front that, you know, if I was working with the Russians, that'd be a crime, I would never do that? I want to know a bunch of things.
And notice he's been completely quiet here. He hadn't done anything in the Judicial Committee. And here's the order. He's waiting on the Horowitz report, the IG. I think that's going to be bigger than we had really originally thought. He's going to mention something about Jim Baker in the next clip here, but I think once Horowitz comes out, I think he'll get Horowitz there, and then he's going to be waiting on the Durham cut. And then the question would be, what happens with Mueller next week, and does he actually testify next week? There's still some kind of doubt that he may testify, that, and there also may be a little hanky-panky going on here. So here's Lindsey Graham on comparing policies and results.
Let me ask you this question. So we got new leadership. The 2020 Democratic hopefuls all seem to be reacting to and adopting the policies of the squad, as I guess they're called now. Right. And I think I look at the new Green Deal, and I look at every Democrat saying, yeah, Medicare for all, everything's free, no oil, no gas, no combustion engine, planes or cows. And I said, okay, that's the end of the United States as we know it, if that ever is implemented.
Yeah, well, so their policy choices would devastate free enterprise. It would make us weak. It'd be the end of Israel as we know it. It would be devastating to the American way of life, our prosperity, and our future. Compare that to what Trump's done. Name one person in my lifetime that's been a better friend to Israel. We got the strongest economy in decades, and we got a military on par with what Ronald Reagan did, and we got a foreign policy that makes sense. I think a compare and contrast campaign is going to lead to a very big Trump victory.
And back to our discussion that we had talking about 1972 and McGovern. As a matter of fact, after somebody who I know that's also from that era that's been involved in politics for a while got in contact with me and said, you know, you're spot on that. This really is shaping up in that manner, the polarity that you've got from the extreme. You've got and think of this, for those that are near my age, think about the protest era, the marches that were going on, Kent State, the anti-war stuff, and how America was looking at that. Now, somebody made a comment to me this morning saying, well, you know, then you just had the networks, but now you have social media. Well, today what you've got is something different is from back then, is that was when satellites were just coming out. You remember 1968 at the convention, you know, the whole world's watching
right.
chant that was there. And you think about Kent State. We actually saw footage of Kent State the day it happened during the news, of the shots ringing out, two people dropping, and then everybody hitting the ground from the National Guard firing on the students. That's a big difference. And that was considered quick. Think how much faster it is now that you're getting information out. And the polarity of it, how you're getting, can get so much out in a narrowband market. News 7 93.1, we got more right after this.